Hello and welcome to episode 553 of Contending at the Water Cooler. I am your host, Clarence Moy, and I am joined by the other two M's. So M's, let's go around the cooler and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Megan, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Megan McLaughlin. You can find me everywhere at Hey Dude Meg.
Joey?
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
And again, I'm Clarence Moy. You can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy. Hi, welcome back.
Hi.
I'm glad to be back.
I was going to say, weren't you the one who wasn't here?
Which I was.
Quick question. So I posted this thing yesterday, which I thought was funny. Was like, what was your first AIM like name?
Mm-hmm.
You know, AOL. Mine was Hey Dude Meg. Joey, was yours Joey Moser 83?
No.
What was it, Joey Mose?
No, it was Scream Buff 125.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, and then Clarence, did you have AOL Instant Messenger? Do you remember
I
what
did. I don't remember. I had a lot of accounts, probably. Mine was probably Escrow Fan 75.
Escrow Fan? Like
Sheryl Crow
like
Fan.
Crow.
Oh, I was thinking of like ESCR. I was like,
yes,
wait.
No,
Like a 12
I know.
Year old really into real estate.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny because when I was applying for like a mortgage or something like that, I gave that, I had a Hotmail address that was escrowfan75@hotmail.com. They're like, escrow? Like, you're really into finance, aren't you? I'm like,
that is so funny.
That's amazing.
That's
escrow
great.
Fan. Yeah. So that was probably my, title. At one point, it was, this is Joey, you'll like this. I grew up on a farm and I was very sheltered. So one of my first AOL instant messages was Pig Boy. And then somebody popped in and told me, I don't
Please
think
don't do
that,
that.
you
Yeah,
think
I don't
that
think
means you don't know it. I'm like, what? No, I grew up on a farm. My dad raises pigs.
Pillion too.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh,
so
my
then
god.
I changed it
to Sub Pig Boy.
Dom. Anyway, enough about that. Wow, I turned pink. That's the only time I get color in my face. That's when I get embarrassed. All right. So, speaking of color in your face and it being hot outside, which I'm assuming it is hot in Ohio and in Pennsylvania.
It's already way too hot.
Yeah, it's like 93 here today. The air conditioning's still running upstairs. It's awful. We are ready for summer 2026, and of course, Memorial Day is the official start. Beginning of May is kind of the unofficial start of summer. But since Memorial Day is coming up, we thought we would cover the five things that we're most excited about in the world of entertainment across summer 2026. Now, that doesn't have to be a movie, doesn't have to be TV, it can be books, can be music events. I know one of Megan's, I'm assuming, but we'll find out. And we'll see if we've got any overlap amongst the three of us.
Cool. I tried to be a little bit different with mine since I can anticipate some of the ones I think that you guys will pick. So, yeah.
Two of mine are probably super, super obvious. But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
And then, of course, we'll wrap with the flash forward to the media we're most anticipating in the upcoming week as we lead off into Memorial Day. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Joey, why don't you kick us off? What's one thing? What's number one? I don't know if these are did you guys rank yours? We didn't talk about this before. We're just listing, right? Okay. So what's number one on your list? Not necessarily the thing that you're most excited about, but what's number one on your list?
So I'm picking this first because I'm afraid Megan has it on her list. And that is Confessions 2. Madonna's Confessions 2. Confessions on a Dance Floor is one of my, if not my most heavily rotated Madonna albums. I'm listening to a lot because I'm getting back into doing like working out and stuff, and that's a great album to do like to run to. I love the first song that came out.
I feel so
hung up.
Free.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. And I'm just, she has a song coming up, I think, with Sabrina Carpenter. I'm just, who I could, you know, take or leave. No offense to the girlies, but whatever.
Like, what? This is me scratching out my list. I have backups just in case.
I'm just so, I don't know. I feel like Madonna has been like sort of a punching bag, especially in the last couple of years. I've been a Madonna fan since I was like 8. Way too young to listen to a lot of her music and see a lot of the media that she published whenever that was happening. So, this 4th of July, I will not be celebrating America. I will be celebrating Madonna.
I love that.
Hung Up is one of her most underrated songs, I think. To be a
Hung Up.
popular, yeah, I love that song.
I think it's now become her most, like, I would put of the, like, the three, the Holy Trinity of Madonna songs, I'd say it's Like a Prayer, Vogue, and I'd say Hung Up is number three. I feel like that's, like, the one that people have really gravitated towards, like, in the modern
Yeah,
era.
I would say if you asked me right now what is my favorite Madonna song like ever, I would probably say Hung Up. I love that song.
Ooh, now I'm thinking of what
Oh,
my.
it's hard. I don't.
I think Vogue is the most perfect song, like,
Yeah, it's
ever.
yeah. Vogue is
But my
great.
personal favorite, I
I
love
will take
Burning
a bow
Up.
too.
Burning Up is one
Burning
of my
Up's great.
favorites.
Yeah.
I also like Get Together from the Confessions on a Dance Floor.
I
Amazing.
probably knew that I was gay for multiple reasons, but the thing that probably sealed the deal is when I saw the Take a Bow music video, I was like, the artistry. Like, it was just, I was,
It was her
and like
Evita
the,
audition.
and then, and that was even before the Evita audition. I was just like, I remember, I was like, oh my God, the Matador is so hot, but the black and white, ma. Like,
No, the video was her. Like that's why she filmed it that way. It was her Evita audition.
I kind
Oh,
of
it was?
wondered about that too. Yeah. I remember
No,
being
she.
like, oh, this feels very like she was like into that at that point. But you know, actually, I think one of my favorites is Deeper and Deeper from the Erotica album. I think that's probably my favorite.
I like two of my later favorites. I just don't. It's really hard to compare like "Papa Don't Preach," which I find is one of my top fives, to Vogue, to the later Madonna, because it's they're so distinct and a product of their time, and it's hard to compare, all of them. But of the later eras, I like Frozen and Don't Tell Me from Music. That little country twang to it is great.
I do love music too. That song is really great.
I also like I think MDNA is an underrated album.
That is my favorite Madonna album. I love
Really? I
Yes,
love
MDNA.
Girl Gone Wild, going into Gang Bang, going into My Addiction. I'm addicted to Turn Up the Radio. Like that's a whole, and Give Me All Your Lovin', I think is the next song. So that's a
I
great,
love that album.
great album. Love it.
Well, we'll see what happens with Confessions on a Dance Floor 2 in July 3rd. All right, Megan, what's number one on your list?
So I have I'm pulling up a movie that I'm excited about, and it's Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex Pass, and it's from David Wayne, one of my favorite directors. Also has a band, his Average Dad band, that he tours the country with, which features like Ken Marino and like all his friends. But I love the premise of this that it has Zoe Deutsch in it, and that her boyfriend says his Celebrity Hall Pass was Jennifer Aniston. He had sex with her, and so she's gonna set out to have sex with her Celebrity Hall Pass, which is Jon Hamm. And I think that's a great premise, and I'm totally in. I think the last David Wayne movie he did, was it like the 10? I feel like it's been a while.
Didn't he do Wanderlust? Is
I
that
don't know
after that?
if he did Wanderlust. That had a lot of like David Wayne people in it, but I don't know if he.
Could be
I
totally
feel
wrong.
like this is a big deal. I'm gonna like directed
Yeah,
movie.
he did They Came Together.
Yes, was that the last one?
That was
Yeah, that was
2014.
2014.
I think so.
They Came Together. Who's in that? Amy
Yeah, it was
Poehler.
that
Amy
was okay.
Poehler.
I knew it was one of my. Oh wait, unless he did a Futile and Stupid Gesture, he might have done that one too. I think maybe. Oh no, maybe yes. Okay, that was a Netflix one. But anyway, I think this. It's been a while. He did Wanderlust too. I feel like it's been a while though, so since we've had a David Wayne movie, so I'm really excited.
All right, very good. Number one on my list, again, not in any particular order, is Big Little Truths by Leanne Moriarty, the new book that is supposed to spawn the third season of Big Little Lies.
I didn't
So
know they were
that is
doing
coming
that.
out. What's that?
I didn't know that that was a thing happening. Did not know that.
Yes, she was writing the book for the third season to follow the events of the second season.
Okay.
And
Okay.
it takes place 10 years after that. So they're older, their kids are teenagers. So looking forward to that.
That's
August
great.
25th.
That's exciting.
Joey, back to you.
As to nobody's surprise, I'm keeping it very gay. Probably my most anticipated summer movie is Stop That Train.
Yes.
That looks, and it's not just because of the drag queens, it's not just because of RuPaul. It just, I saw the, when I went to the movies yesterday, I saw a, like a poster hanging in the lobby, and it, I don't know why I was like so excited to see the poster, but it also, I just think the trailer looks really fun and silly. And I've seen like they released part of a song from it. I will be obnoxious about Best Original Song nominee. It's happening already. I'm so sorry. And then I saw like a featurette, where like they had enough more stupid lines where they're like, oh no, the engine is fried, and it cuts to the engine, and there's like fried chicken rolling around in it. Like, it's just so stupid, and it's sort of like a throwback to like old classic disaster movies. I saw RuPaul say something about she loved those movies because she liked seeing all the celebrities be glamorous at the beginning. And so I don't know. I think it's, I hope it makes a ton of money, and I hope that, not that money's really, movies make money anymore, but I don't know. I just think it looks like the perfect, stupid, fun, silly summer thing that I'm down for.
I think it has potential to make a lot of money because I think people are craving original stuff, and I think also Devil Wears Prada proves that gays and women will go to the movies. So I think it's got a lot of
I thought
potential.
you were going to say gays and women will go see anything.
No, I would not say that.
I like that it's bringing back this, along with Scary Movie 6. It's bringing back stupid, vaguely politically incorrect comedies that are,
Oh, God.
I mean, going back to the original Naked Gun and all of that. So.
You remember like how delighted us and the internet were? They were like, oh my God, Naked Gun is kind of funny. And it made me sort of like mad that I was just like, yeah, your stupid opinions about watching a trailer weren't right. And like I don't know, it made me feel sort of victorious against the dumb people on Twitter who have to have an opinion before they see anything. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Amen. Megan, what about you?
Okay, so I'm going to do a TV one. So I have Life, Larry in the Pursuit of Unhappiness, the new Larry David show on HBO. And it's produced with Barack Obama, and it's like a sketch series of like historical parody, I guess, in honor of the 250th anniversary of the United States. Which I just think sounds really interesting. I'll watch Larry David do anything. So I'm excited for that. It's on HBO and HBO Max, I think coming in like either June or July, probably
I think it's the
June.
end of June.
Yeah, probably ahead of the July 4th.
Nice.
Yeah.
My number two also falls in the month of June, and this is probably something that you guys would have guessed, but it is Toy Story 5. I know it's number five in the series. Yes, the series should have ended in with number three. Yes, that would have made a perfect story, but I don't know. I just love these characters. I love the animation. And maybe there's a song in it for me. I don't know. We'll see. We still don't know. But
Looks good.
yeah, it looks cute.
Sure, it's good. I just don't know if I can have my heart ripped out again and again. I feel like each movie just does that to me. Like, I was thinking about how, as an adult, I don't know if I could watch like a movie like Homeward Bound and not be a blubbering mess. Like,
Oh,
but as a
Jesus.
kid, I was okay. Like,
But could you watch Homeward Bound Lost in San Francisco?
I don't know. Maybe I've never seen it actually. So,
It's just like how Home Alone 2 is whatever.
yeah, I figured. Yeah, maybe I did see it. I actually don't remember, but whatever.
Joey.
I am super excited to see Coyote versus Acme.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I thought that trailer that came out a couple weeks ago looked really fun. I'm just looking forward to like girly, faggy, stupid shit, obviously, now that I look at this list. But I mean, like, Will Forte, great. Martha Kelly's in it. The trailer like really did it for me. Someone said they were like, oh, kind of looks like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and I was like, okay,
And
and like, go on. I don't know, it just looks like a really fun time. These are the I feel like we've been saying for about 10 years, it was like, you know, we need this right now, but it just feels like another throwback that feels like it's done well, and it also feels a little bit victorious to see them finally put it out after they dumped it and scrapped
Yes.
it. So I feel like that's very exciting, and that's another reason why I want to see it.
Nice.
Thanks.
Megan.
Okay, so I'm gonna do book. No, wait, I'm gonna do music. I actually have two since I had a list, but albums that are coming out. I'm excited for the Rolling Stones Foreign Tongues just to see what that will be like. Because I don't know if I've actually I don't know when was the last time they had a new album out, but I'm a huge Stones fan. And then Tupelo or Tupelo has Estrus coming out. And I'm a fan of hers too. So I would like to, those are kind of just, I kind of merge them. That's my music like albums that I'm excited for.
Nice. My third one comes from the world of gaming, and I don't. You guys probably don't know this, but for probably 8, almost 10 years now, I've played this one game called Dead by Daylight, which is
Which
a. It's like a hide and go seek game, but you know, if you play the killer, it's like iconic characters from horror. So Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Leatherface, that kind of thing. And it's a lot of fun. It's the exact amount of time I want to invest in a video game where I can sit down and play it for 2 hours and then I can walk away and leave it and not think about it for a whole another week. But this is their 10th anniversary coming up in June, and they are rumored to release one, if not two, major characters into the game. One could be Jason from Friday the 13th. And the other one, which they released a teaser that is heavily pointing toward Pennywise from It. So
Interesting.
it looks like it could be fun. I'm excited about that. That's probably
Yeah.
the thing I'm most excited about this summer, to be honest. But
That's so cool.
that's cool.
yeah. Joey.
I am this is another album. I don't know if I've ever told you that I don't want to embarrass to say this. I actually really love Olivia Rodrigo.
So does Clarence.
What?
And yeah, you do too, right, Clarence?
No. I mean,
I thought
she's
you
fine.
did.
She's fine. No, I mean, no, I'm not a big fan. In fact, I got annoyed with her because there was a whole thing going on. But no, she's fine. I'm not a huge fan.
I thought you were for some reason.
No, Ava was.
Okay. Maybe that's
I don't
why.
know. I think I find myself listening. I like enjoy her music more than I expected, and I feel like I listened to the two other albums that she has quite a bit. So her next album is You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love. And I like the album cover, Someone on a Swing. So I'm excited.
Her on a swing.
Her, a girl. Her, comma, a girl.
I
On a
like
swing.
that new song. I kind of am starting to feel a little bit sorry for her because it seems like the internet is turning against her, and I
Oh, I
don't
didn't realize
know
that.
why. Yeah, I guess they had to move on to Sabrina Carpenter. I
Yeah, I
don't
was gonna say, are they just, they can't, there can't be both.
I get so, and you must get frustrated with this too, Megan, but I get so frustrated with like the culture that wants to pit female celebrities to against each other. And
Yeah.
maybe they do have beef, maybe they don't, but the internet culture certainly wants to make them rip each other apart, and it's so frustrating. And she is certainly in that conversation, whether it's warranted or not.
Funny you say that, because I saw Kacey Musgraves, her album's really good, by the way, her new album. And it's, she's always kind of had a little bit of puns and stuff. I mean, she does some like sweet songs, like Slow Burn and stuff, but she also does like, you know, some biting things. And her new album is talks about like loneliness, actually, really. But Dry Spell has a lot of funny Sabrina-esque, Carpenter-esque lines, and people are like, oh, she's trying to be Sabrina. I'm like, she was kind of around like really before Sabrina got majorly popular, and she's been doing this, she's allowed to do this. But I already was just like, really, like, come on, like,
I feel like
annoying.
there's collectively a moment. I think they just rotate. They get mad at one and then they go on and they go to the other. And I feel like there's almost a moment where you can kind of see and or hear them go, get her! Like with torches and stuff and like
Is
chasing
it like
after.
the moment when they're freezing Ralph Wiggum's heart breaking? It's like, get
Oh God, with the mob from The Simpsons movie, yes, exactly, going after
Next
it.
summer, I think we have that to look forward to, The Simpsons
Wow.
movie too.
That's crazy. I know my dad was like asking about that. He was like, is this the third movie? I'm like, this is the second movie. They have not done like yeah, like what have you been?
Ella McKay walked so that Simpsons movie 2 could run.
Oh God.
Hey, if that's what
Maybe.
we have to get to for this, I'm okay with it.
Yes. Maybe Ella McKay will be in the Simpsons movie too.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
It's
Yeah.
just Ella
Lisa
McKay too. Just
Simpson's kind of an L, okay.
or just like a scene in France where they're all like, Zut alors, I love Ella McKay.
It's a great movie.
It writes itself.
Yes.
Is it my turn? I think it is. Did you go? You went, Megan, right?
No, I didn't. Okay,
Oh,
because
number
I have.
four.
Yeah,
Number
I
four.
have. So there's a book that I saw that sounds like something I would want to read. It's called The Mashup, and let me get this right. It's by Laura Marie Myers. Oh, whoops, sorry, my aunt is calling me. And it's a romantic comedy about a rule-following woman who wakes up inside a game of MASH. I don't know if you played MASH as a kid, but I thought that premise is enough for me to buy this book. So I think that sounds really funny. So that's what I'm looking forward to reading this summer.
I see it. All right. Very good. Number four is probably the only thing. There's a couple of TV shows that I'm going to watch this summer, but I don't know that I'm excited about them. Looking at you, House of the Dragon season three. But the thing I'm probably most excited for is weirdly The Burrows on
Oh yeah.
Netflix.
I have to start
The
that, yeah.
Stranger Things, if it was set in an old folks home, is basically how it, I guess, it can be described. So I don't know. There's a lot of alien and UFO stuff in the culture right now, including the releases of the files from the Department of War. Yeah, so I don't know. That might lead me into my number five, but we'll find out in a minute, Joey.
Oh, you saying Stranger Things, but it's set in an old in a retirement home is already much more appealing to me than seasons three through whatever we had.
Maybe it's like Cocoon, but a horror version of
Love
Cocoon.
that even more.
Yeah.
Clarence, I actually meant to ask you, did you see that? 'Cause I saw it in a bookstore and I took a picture of it and I meant to send it to you and I never did. Did you see that Hannibal Lecter biography?
No.
Someone wrote a bio. It's a like supposedly a. It's called Hannibal Lecter: A Life, and the cover of the book is,
Hold, please.
it's like, yeah, it's by Brian Raftery. It's
Like
the.
Hannibal, like this. Like, please tell me it's like.
No, I would. No, it looks like a meat pie on a plate. It looks like one layer is meat and the next layer is like whipped cream, and it looks like it's flambéed on top.
Oh.
And I almost bought it, and then I was just like, will I read this? I don't know. So I put it back.
Rafferty.
Like,
Where do I know
unique
that name?
biography traces the many lives and crimes of Hannibal Lecter, his disturbing debut. I don't know. It sounds interesting. So I guess it has like interviews with people talking about Hannibal Lecter, the character, but it's like written as a biography. I don't know.
I read that third Hannibal book that Richard Thomas Harris wrote, not Richard Harris, very different.
Very different.
That Thomas Harris wrote, and but that was about his childhood where he first started to learn how to eat people. And I don't know that I don't know that I want to read anymore. I just want to imagine Anthony Hopkins as my grandpa who just happens to eat people. It's okay. It's just a wacky thing he does.
That would be such a good book if you're like, something's wrong with my grandpa, and then you learn, like, I think he did like something weird when he was younger. Oh, he ate people. Like, that would be a great book right there. Somebody write it, I'll read.
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't need to see like young European Hannibal Lecter like struggling with puberty and going to gym. Like, I don't need
No,
to.
no,
I don't need that. He was
no.
like,
It
God,
looks.
I would love to eat the person in my freezer, but I gotta study for calculus.
The an interesting maybe one day when we need a filler podcast topic, we can redesign our family tree with characters from film. Like who would your mother be? Who would your mother be from a movie or a TV show? Like
Oh my God, I love this idea.
mine would be Joan Allen from The Ice Storm. Or just Joan
Joey's
Allen from anywhere.
would be Leslie Ann Warren from Clue, right?
Really just Leslie Ann Warren.
Yeah, I was gonna say just Leslie Ann Warren.
I like this idea, and we should follow up with that.
Okay, I like
Put a
that. That's
pin
a
in
great
it.
idea. Okay.
All right. That's your number five, Joey.
No, I was just talking
No,
about
you haven't
them.
gone number five. It's my turn. No, I did the Burrows. Now it's your turn, Joey. Sorry.
Yeah,
That's
we're
okay.
over. I think the last thing I'm most looking forward to is the Vampire Lestat
Oh, you are
on.
gay.
I also just love how it's been an underrated show that has a really rabid fan base. And
Caught up on it?
what?
Have you caught up on it?
Yeah, it's all
Wow.
on people.
Wow, I'm just impressed. You watch so much. I didn't realize you were watching that too.
That was oddly I didn't catch up on it recently. I caught up on it a couple
Oh,
months ago, but it's all on Netflix now, so people haven't
okay.
seen it. But I also kind of just love how the first two seasons of the show were Interview with the Vampire, and this they're like, we're gonna
Yeah.
change the title because we're gonna now adapt Anne Rice's The Vampire Lestat, like one of the most beloved books in that, I guess, oeuvre. So
Yeah.
I'm excited to see like rock star Lestat. I'm down.
Isn't that, I mean, I did you see The Lost Boys, the movie, the original movie?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Is he a rock star in that, or is that just a change that they made for the Broadway musical?
I don't remember. I wasn't like a huge Lost Boys, I don't want to say fan, because he kind of those those okay, so yeah. I don't think he was in a rock. He was. Maybe that's just part of the show. But I always thought I saw The Lost Boys when I was like probably too young to see it. So those vampires actually kind of scared me. I have to say, this is a sidebar, but I've told many people this. The woman who plays the mom in the musical, Shoshana Bean, who's nominated for a Tony, I saw this interview that made me so mad, where she was like, people are going to come see The Lost Boys and they're going to realize it's not about vampires. It's about growing up. I was like, shut the fuck up. It's about vampires. Shut up. Like, it's about family. And I was like, shut up. Shoshana Bean.
All right.
That might not be a direct quote. I'm probably misquoting her and getting angry, so who knows?
There you go. I mean, all the fans of Shoshana Bean and or The Lost Boys, the musical, are now turning off this podcast and going away. Thanks, Joey. All right, Megan, round out your list, please.
So this comes at the very end of summer. I'm going to see Robin in Chicago.
I knew Robin was going to be in there somewhere.
Yeah, I figured you knew, yeah. I decided to just do it because she's like a once in a lifetime artist, I think. She's just so interesting to me. And I love her new album. And I just think, I love her. So I decided, you know what, let's do it. So I'm going to go to Chicago the weekend after Telluride because I'm just a glutton for punishment. But you know what? I'm like, you only live once. And Robin, I don't know when she's, I mean, the last time she toured was like, what, 2018? So you know, you don't know, and she's like never gonna come to Pittsburgh. Who would? So I'm gonna come to her.
Very good. You know, you mentioned Telluride. This is not something that comes out this summer, but you both will see this, I think, at Telluride. It is Jesse Eisenberg's new movie, No One Cares, I think is the title. It is, yeah, No One Cares, and it stars Julianne Moore and Paul Giamatti, and it's basically Waiting for Guffman, but like a not a mockumentary, like a real story, where Paul Giamatti is a local theater, community theater director who has staged an original musical, and Julianne Moore is the star, and he is trying to teach her how to sing and perform.
Oh my god, that sounds delightful.
I am so excited about seeing that. It screened an off competition at Cannes. I'm looking for buyers. A24 picked it up. So I think it's probably going to Telluride because it seems like a very Telluride-y thing.
Yeah.
Which means Paul Giamatti and Julianne Moore will be at Telluride.
Joey.
I'm scared of what I will be like.
I will have you on a leash. We'll look like
I need videos.
Of course.
But I think, isn't Bernadette Peters in that too?
Is she?
Oh, stop, stop. I can't take it. Too many redheads.
if I saw Julianne Moore at TIFF, not last year, but the year before, when she was there with The Room Next Door, and it was her and Tilda Swinton together, and I was like 20 feet away from her, and it was like, she was so radiant to me. She looked, I have to look at the picture right now, but she looked so beautiful. And I remember telling myself, I was like, if I never meet her or interview her ever, that's fine. Because I have this perfect image of her talking about a Pedro Almodovar movie. So
very good. Well, yeah. You have that to look forward to and tell you, right? Potentially. All right.
We can all be dead by then.
My number five, great way to close the podcast out. My number five is Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day. Oh, so
sorry I didn't pick it because I figured that you were gonna pick it.
This is my number one most this is my number one most excitable thing. Not only is it Steven Spielberg returning to Close Encounters territory, it may be a spiritual sequel to Close Encounters. He's also prohibited anything from the last third of the film to be included in a trailer or a TV slot or a print campaign, which is amazing that you're going to walk into a film and literally not know anything about the last third of the movie, which I find a revelation. Right. And it's potentially John Williams' last score ever. So.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one too.
June 12th.
I can't wait till everybody's doing the Emily Blunt where they're going.
I can't. Sorry. I saw the trailer today when I went to the movies, and I got so excited. And then I thought to myself, I have no idea what's going on. I'm so excited.
And that's okay. I'm so excited for people online to spoil it and say, it's not that good.
Mid, guys. It's mid. Meh.
Can we cancel Steven Spielberg now? I think it's time. Go fuck yourself.
Joey, you're going to be so angry all summer
That's, I mean, all
long.
summer. Like, he's a four seasons angry kind of guy. Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
He likes to really amp it up in June, though. Like for Pride, like his pride is his anger.
I'm not interested in gay
Joey's
pride. I'm
busting
interested
out
in
all over.
fuck you. I'm interested in gay wrath. That's what I've been like for the
Gay
last
wrath.
gay wrath, not gay pride, gay wrath.
That's your deadly sin.
I find that's probably your superhero name.
Gay
Gay
wrath.
wrath. You shoot fire from your anus and you fly around.
And I'm like, are you guys listening to Confession?
I'm really angry.
Out of my way.
Oh, how funny. Very good. So, except for the overlap there one time, I think we have a good, robust, healthy assortment of things to look forward to this year.
Yeah, we
This
do.
summer. So hopefully
Yeah.
our listeners found some inspiration in there and we'll seek some things out. I like how you guys picked some off the beaten path films, and I went straight down the middle for the most popular things coming out in June.
That's okay.
I thought to myself about some of the movies. I was like, it's May. Like, this is supposed to be like big movie time. Like, one of my things that I always think of every summer is when Megan was really excited for What Happens in Vegas that came out
Ah,
in,
I love
like,
that movie.
I don't know why. I distinctly remember it came out the second weekend of May, the summer that it came out. And it, I don't know, there's, I think there used to be such a joy in going to the theater in the summertime, and even if you knew that it was like a big, dumb, stupid movie, it's like good way to beat the heat for 2 hours. Am I right? Am I right? I don't know.
I feel
Well,
like we're back to that. I feel like movies like
yeah.
Stop That Train and like Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex Pet. These are movies that Joey and I would flock to. Well, I don't know if there's any Stop That Train movie, but like this weird comedy is something like 20 years ago, we'd be like, yeah, let's go see it at the Manor type of thing, like the Manor Theater in Pittsburgh and stuff like that.
Well, I saw Obsession today,
I
and
want to see that.
it was what, Monday at 1:30, and there was like the theater was near our OSU, the college campus here, and they were like, for a 1:30 show, there were still like 30 people in the
Wow.
audience, and they were like really with it. That's a movie that if you're gonna see it, try to see it on like an evening show or like a Friday or Saturday night, because there was a one point where something happened in the movie and someone in the back of the theater was like, oh fuck. Like, really. That was a great, good movie. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I love that movie.
It
Fun, fun, fun.
people are definitely going back to movies this month.
Yeah.
Like, it's Michael is number one at the box office again, and it's fourth weekend, I think.
Yeah.
And like, you go all the way down to like the Sheep Detectives, and that's almost making 10 million, and that's number five. These are
Yeah.
numbers we haven't heard of in years. So that's
Yeah.
great. It's going to be a big summer at the box office, I
I
think.
hope so.
I hope
Yeah.
so too.
I do have to say, I'm one of the things, if I had an honorary mention on my list, it would be that come August, the online discourse about the Odyssey will be over.
Yeah.
I don't
I
know how I'm
know.
going to make it another 2 months. I really don't.
Yeah.
I kind of wish there was
Wow.
another movie, like a girl. Like, I wish Devil Wears Prada 2 was coming out the same day so we could have something to counterbalance it, like Barbenheimer.
The
Like,
prodigy.
yeah, like something like that. Like, I feel like it needs something to, like, because I think we're just so focused on. I'm sure they, like, with Oppenheimer, I don't remember anybody freaking out about anything the way they are with this. I mean, I know it's different, but like, I feel like it's that feminine energy to balance it out.
When does the Odyssey come out? July
It
7th?
comes. 17th.
17th. Let's see what
I
that
think
is.
it's the 17th. Comes out right around my son's birthday.
I was like, no, I feel like everyone's gonna stay off of that release date.
Yeah, it's the
Yeah,
17th.
you're probably right.
Ugh.
But
God,
I
that's
mean,
funny.
it's you know, casting of oh, the casting choices, they're all over that. The dialogue, the use of the dialogue in the trailer, and Tom Holland saying, "I'm gonna find my dad in ancient Greece."
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. All right, let's jump to the flash
So
forward to the media we're most anticipating in the upcoming week. And Megan, why don't you go first?
well, I need to catch up on that. I need to see Widows. I need to see Margot has money troubles. Because I read the book. I'm trying to catch up on those things. I'm finishing the yogurt shop murders. And then probably it's about it, just catching up on things. I ordered a new book to read. Well, I might read my old mainstay, my favorite. I'm trying to read more, like actual books. Fear of Flying, which is my favorite book. So I think I'm gonna reread that. But I also got, have you heard of, hold on. It's like Murder Bimbo. Have you heard of this? It's about this sex
I think
worker
I do
who
have an
is
autobiography.
It's about the sex worker who assassinates a political leader and then like goes on the run. Yeah.
Hope it's non-fiction.
I anyway, it's by Rebecca Novak and my friend is reading it and it's a satirical thriller. So I am very interested in that. So I ordered that. I'm gonna try to read that too.
Nice.
But it
Joey.
I'm catching up to Dan Levy's Big Mistakes on Netflix, which I like quite a bit. It's a good example of how people can shout at each other and it's actually funny. Do you know, I'm sure you guys know, the Laurie Metcalf famous monologue on the phone on Roseanne? I
Yeah.
feel like she's bringing that level of volume and energy to the whole thing.
Laurie Metcalf is? She's in this?
Laurie Metcalf is Dan
Oh.
Levy's mom.
Oh, okay.
So I'm catching up with that and I'm enjoying it. And I'm going to watch, speaking of Laurie Metcalf's, the new season of Monster, because I'm going to speak to the costume designer this week. So I have to watch that. And then I'm super duper excited to see I Love Boosters. Specifically for the absolute batshit crazy costume design. But also just looks really funny, but I'm down. That's it.
Nice. For me, on the film side, Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair recently came out on
Ooh.
home video, and I don't know when I'm going to carve out 4 hours to watch it in one sitting, but I will probably make it a good old-fashioned limited series in my house. But I want to watch that on the TV front. My wife and I are I am rewatching. She is watching for the first time the four seasons in anticipation of season two coming out very soon in the end of May. And the Burrows, does it come out this week or next week? I don't
The
remember.
21st.
21st. Okay, so it comes out this week. I've had screeners for that for a while, but I need to get around to watching that. And in continuing my rewatch of Parks and Rec, and got to the end of season four, and something happens that is positive in it, and it's like the whole, like all of Amy Poehler's plays Leslie Knope, all of her friends are very happy for her, and it just, I just started, I was watching this thing, and all of a sudden I started crying. It was hilarious. I don't know what's wrong with me, gonna finish that. And book wise, I am reading Yesteryear by Caro Claire Burke. And whatever you think about what this book is going to be about, so basically, it's an influencer who's like the pioneer woman who f wakes up and finds herself transported back to 1855. And whatever you think about this book, about influencer culture or about religious right, conservative women, is very different than what you expect. I'm halfway through it. I'm kind of in awe.
Oh,
Yeah, it's really, really good. I think it's very compelling because it's written very, from my perspective so far, it's written very much down the center of this is just a person and this is what she believes, and we're not going to cast judgment on her. We're not going to cast aspersions of her because she does this or that or believes this or that. It's just, it is a slice of her life, and it's really interesting. It's very well written. Highly recommended so far.
That.
All right. So does that cover it?
Yeah.
All
Joe,
right, let's
you
get there.
didn't do your
Let's get the hell out of here, jazz hands. So we are the 3M's contending co-founders, Megan McLaughlin, Joey Moser, and me, Clarence Moy. Thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or YouTube. Click like and subscribe or wherever else you find us, and wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow and a very happy Memorial Day.